You mean the caliphs? Okay, well, you start off, of course, before, you don't really count them as a caliph, you start off with Muhammad. Okay, now Muhammad, while his son-in-law was burying him, and apparently Ali was a hot, was someone with a hot, fiery temper, the rest of the group decided who's going to follow Muhammad. So Ali is probably not even in the picture right then. And they chose Abu Bakr, okay? Abu Bakr is the somewhat older guy who ended up giving his six-year-old daughter, Aisha, to Muhammad. And he was also, I believe, the third Muslim male to accept, or second, to accept, I think he was the third, to accept Islam. So he'd been through all the fighting and all the rest. So they take him. His main claim to fame for Abu Bakr was that he did the Ridda Wars. He did not allow people to resign and leave Islam. Okay? He lived only 2 years and he died a natural death.
He was the only one.
Yes. Now the next guy is Umar. Okay? Umar was also one of the first guys who were fighting, and he was a tough guy, but Umar was a very effective administrator and fighter, okay? And he used a fellow by the name of Khalid. You've probably heard of Muslims called Khalid, the sword of Allah, okay? And so he conquered a lot of the areas around there, including Persia, Iran, and Egypt, and that whole area. So he greatly expanded Islam during the 10 years that he was caliph. He was killed by one of his slaves who also happened to be apparently a general. You know, you have all kinds of slaves. Some people had their own doctors as slaves, had the, you know, high educators as slaves. So this guy was a general, and he bumped off Umar. He was followed by a guy by the name of Uthman. Okay, now I'm having a little trouble remembering. I think it was Uthman who gave a daughter to Muhammad as a wife. I think Hafsha, I think, is from, but I'm not sure if she's from Umar or Uthman. At any rate, Uthman's main, I'm pretty sure it's Uthman, his main claim to fame is he did continue to expand things. He was kind of a nasty guy, but he is the guy who collated and brought all the Qurans into one great heap, and then he got rid of all of them except one in the Quraysh, and he said, this is the Quran from now on, okay? And he burned all the rest. They have a fancy name they call recension for that, but that's nothing that you need to know at all or use, okay? So Uthman was finally executed by people who didn't like him. They guarded the front gate, burst into the back gate, and killed him off. Now, finally, the son-in-law of Muhammad, who many people thought should be the first guy, finally comes up, okay? So number four, and that this is the guy the Shia think is great. That's Ali. Okay, he continues to consolidate, continues to expand. He's caliph for 5 years and then is in a fight and is killed with a poisoned sword, where he dies two days after the injury. So probably the poison killed him rather than the sword. Okay, he was opposed when his election came up by the fellow who was the head of Syria, and his name was Muawiyah or something like that. Okay, well, when Ali died, this guy Muawiyah took over. There was a big fight between him and the sons of Ali. The first son, his name was Hassan, said, "I'm out of this business. I'm just going to retire. Just leave me alone." But somebody poisoned him, and he died. Okay, the other guy, Hussein, said, "Well, I'm going to fight you." But somehow or other, I think they did is cut off his water supply for his soldiers or something. And anyway, Muawiyah won, and he started the Umayyad dynasty. That lasted 100 years. Then you had the Abbasid dynasty that lasted about 500 years. And then you had the Mongol guys. And then finally, you end up with the Ottoman Empire that stopped in 1917. So that's kind of the big picture. Okay, I need to do some revision here so I can get in. Are there any other questions or things that would be helpful to be clarified?
Now, will this be on the test then?
Could be.
What was after Umayyad dynasty?
There's the Abbasid dynasty. Yeah, that's the one where they ultimately ended up with three caliphates. Okay, in Baghdad. See, with the Umayyad, they had the caliphate in Syria in Damascus. Then the next guys were in Babylon, but they also had a group that was in Egypt, and they also had a group in Cordova.
That's Abbasid.
Mm-hmm.
The Cordova, Egypt. Where's the other place? Iraq? Cordova, Egypt.
I think it's in Egypt, and then, yeah, in Baghdad. That was the main man, so to speak. Okay, now we're going to look at some questions. They're not going to be tightly organized. They're going to be scattered all over the place. Don't worry about that. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? I'm not giving you a lecture. I'm just giving you things that you will meet. Okay, tell me about folk Islam. Is that something that people never do as Islam, or most of them don't do it, or is it something that's pretty accepted? Okay. Why do you think folk Islam is resulted? What does it have to do about Allah? What things are there about the characteristics of Allah that make folk Islam popular? Tell me about Allah and the relationship between Allah and the persons who worship Him.
It's not a personal relationship.
No personal relationship, okay. What about love?
He doesn't really love
her. Right. At the best, it's conditional. Okay, certainly not unconditional. Is Allah someone that you can always depend on?
No.
Okay. And is He normally involved in everyday life?
No.
Okay. Now, one thing that a lot of people seem to have talked about, what about this dream business with Muslims in recent days?
I don't know, do people have dreams?
Do people get saved after these dreams?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've talked to two of them personally. What about demonic? Is that available in Islam or in folk Islam, or do you not see any demons?
Yeah.
Okay. All sorts of things, you know. Baraka, the blessing. Does that sound familiar to someone's name? whose middle name was Hussein? Interesting. That's a true Muslim name. The last name is very African. Okay. What about in folk Islam, are there any special places that people go to, or shrines, or anything of that sort? Okay.
The Hajj
and others, especially the Shia seem to do that. They have these things they call pir. What about fatalism?
Yeah, I think that everything's already predestined.
As if Allah wills. Okay? Kismet. Okay? There is, most Muslims are not super, super emotional in their, in the time that they meet together in services and so forth. But there's one group that particularly is involved and very emotional. What is that group? Is it the Sunni? Is it the Shia? No. There's another that begins with S. U. F. I. Sufi! Remember the Sufi? They're the guys who twirl around in the whirling dervishes. You heard of the whirling dervishes? That's the Sufis. And they sing and they dance and they do this sort of stuff. Okay. When you're trying to witness to a barrier to Muslim, okay, you invite them to your house. Okay. Are there any things that you should avoid serving them?
Pork,
yeah. Pork, okay. Would that include bacon?
Yeah.
Okay, what else? There's another group of, think Jewish. Okay. What about having, so you wouldn't have them come and have sweet and sour pork?
No.
Okay. What about having special egg rolls? Would you invite them to that?
No, usually have pork in them.
Well, they don't always have pork, but they also have something else in them. Okay. What about having a fish fry? Fish fry, okay? Yep. But there's something else fishy that is not. What is that?
Crustacean.
Crustaceans. So any kind of shellfish. Lobster. Okay. No. They have to have fin and scales just like the Jews. Yes.
But shrimp qualifies?
They shrimp are out. Yes.
Shrimp
are no out. Shrimp.
I got to tell it to my Muslim friend then. Because he's eating a big pile of shrimp today.
Amen. Amen. Ask him.
He told me that he accidentally tried tortellini that had a sausage in it. And he said he liked it. He didn't know what he was having. And then he was going to get it again. And then another Muslim told him, you know what's in that. And then he said that after that guy told him that it made him real sick. You know, and he said, it all, he had to go to the bathroom. And he said it lasted for like 2 days. But he said it wasn't until somebody told him.
Right, exactly.
It made him sick.
Okay. What about clothing? Ladies for dealing with Muslims, ladies to ladies. Anything about clothing? I'm sorry? You got to be pretty covered, right? Yeah, you need to be. Okay. You know anything about burial? What do they not do with burial? Or what do they not bury people?
Caskets.
Caskets. No casket. They just wrap them up and stick them in the dirt. Okay. Are there any pets that are not acceptable as far as a Muslim is concerned?
I don't think they like dogs.
They do not like dogs, especially black ones. Okay, you go to the, what about symbols? Symbols that Christians have versus symbols of Muslims. What symbol do they not like? The cross. Okay. What is their seating arrangement? What would they find strange about an American service? You come into the American service. What would strike them right away?
Men and women sitting together.
Okay. Now, when I went to a young man to pump my gas when I was in Suriname, he asked me for, he said, do you have a picture of Jesus I can have? Let me ask you one question. Was this guy Hindustani or was he Muslim? It's probably one or the other. Yes, which one? Yeah, Muslims do not have pictures.
Okay.
They do not like pictures because Muhammad said, if you can't make it live, don't have a picture of it. Okay? Okay? That's why if you look at a Muslim production of, for example, even the life of Muhammad, you may not see Muhammad show up in the whole movie sometimes. So pictures of Jesus are out. If you were trying to meet your Muslim for Christ, would you focus initially on going right to the core of the issue of the theological differences, or would you spend more time trying to build a relationship first? Okay. If you're trying to communicate with someone, this is hard. I think I'm going to change this a little bit. I guess it's all right. I'll take the flag off. Which of the following for communication has an impact on communication? Cognitive, that's thinking. Affective, that's feeling. Or valuation. Two of the above, three of the above, all of the above, none of the above. What?
All
of them. Okay. In the past, we had a barrier with the Crusades. Is that still a barrier today?
Yes.
Okay. What do Muslims look at Christians for as when they look at such things as Western movies and so forth? What do they think about us?
They think we're just like the people in the movies.
Okay, so what would they think about, let's ask about morality. What do they think about the average American?
They think that one of them told me they think that everybody in America drinks alcohol.
Everybody drinks alcohol. What else do they do? What about homosexuals?
We allow it
without, they don't push them off the top of a building. Okay. And what about immorality?
We allow it.
So that creates a huge problem, of course, with dating situations and that sort of thing. Big misinterpretations. What about the best government according to Muslim? Sharia law. Not, what do they think of democracy? Great idea? No way. Okay. Which of the following ideas are true? Okay. Well, let me ask you this way. We're going to ask some ideas if these are true or false. What is about the value of family? Is that something highly valued, lowly valued, or what? Okay. What about accepting rebels? Okay. What about community? What about conforming? Okay. Who focuses more on the individual? People in the West or people in the Muslims? Okay. Is it important to consider when you baptize a Muslim?
Yes.
I mean, okay. Is it worth realizing that when we're dealing with Muslims, there is actually a struggle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan? Is that a satanic struggle?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, what does Islam think about the Jews and Christians and their Bible?
It's corrupted.
Okay, they're corrupted or changed. Okay. What do they believe about Christians and the Trinity? What do they think Christians believe?
They believe in three gods.
Okay. And what about Mary? How did Mary, and what do they think, Christians say Mary had, how did Mary have Jesus according to the Christians, according to them? What do they think? Okay. Who would the Muslims prefer as far as accuracy of the scripture? The Gospels of, according to the Bible, or the Epistle of Barnabas?
I guess the Gospels.
Any other tries? No, the Epistle of Barnabas, because it believes that Jesus, among other things, was not crucified, and so forth. There were several things in it. Epistle of Barnabas, by the way, is a total falsehood, and was probably done by a 17th or 18th century Muslim favoring individual, where the whole thing was written with a slant towards Islam.
What did it teach again? Jesus was what?
I believe they teach that Jesus, was not God and was not crucified and buried and raised again, among other things. Okay. What do the Muslims believe about the intrinsic nature of the human, as to whether he is intrinsically a sinner or he is not born with a sin nature? Not born with a sin nature, exactly. Okay. If he's not born with a sin nature, then he does not need a
Savior.
Okay. Was there any relationship between Muhammad's first contact with Waraka, who was a Christian cousin, so-called Christian cousin of Khadija, who believed in an aberrant doctrine of three gods, with God the Father, Jesus, and Mary? Would that have an influence on Muhammad?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Would that have an influence on the Quran?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Okay. How do the Muslims think Allah shows grace? Exactly. He gives us the Sharia law. That is his grace. Okay. So then why did he send prophets? Well, what's the purpose of the prophets? 124,000 of those guys. If man is not a sinner, why does he need prophets? What are the prophets supposed to do?
To explain the law and interpret for
him. Exactly. And don't you sin. Don't you sin. Remember, don't forget. Okay. What do the Muslims believe about the Quran?
It's an errant word of God.
Okay, in fact, you could use the word uncreated, existing before, as the eternal word of Allah. Okay? What do they believe about Isa? Okay? What about his birth? Be more specific.
I believe in a virgin birth.
Exactly, that's specific. Okay. Was there anything unusual about, anything usual about his life that was striking?
He could bring clay birds to life.
Okay. Among other things, but there were other things he did. Okay. What about his moral purity?
I believe he was sinless.
Sinless, okay. Muhammad?
No.
Okay. What do they believe about Jesus' death, burial, and ascension?
That he was, that God switched him out for
Okay.
Jesus.
Did he die?
No.
Was he buried and raised again?
No.
Did he go to heaven?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Very important. Okay. Did he die for our sins?
No.
Okay. Okay. The Muslims talk about the Bible predicting a certain individual that they say we deny. Who do they say he predicted?
The Bible?
They say the Bible predicted the coming of
Muhammad.
Okay. Okay. What do the Muslims believe the word Son of God means?
Physically born.
Okay, could it be just that it is a expression? Or is it literally a physical birth? According to them, it's physical. They deny that it is a biological relationship. They deny that it is just an expression. However, the Muslims do have, in the Quran, they talk about the son of the road. Interesting. Okay, so Brad, do you think the son of the road, that meant a male son of the road had relations with a female son of the road and made a lot of little roads? Not quite. But I mean, that's ridiculous. But that's what they're doing with the term son of man. Now, what is the son of man really doing? What is Jesus really doing when he uses that term? Who is he identifying you with? Us, mankind. Okay, so he does use it in that sense, but it's not biological. Is Allah totally holy?
No.
Can he tolerate a bit of sin?
Yes.
Sure, you can lie. As long as it's only 49% of your deeds. Okay, so it got to be a lot of sin up there. Okay, so we need to then show the Muslim that God is totally holy and he has an abhorrence to sin. Okay. Now, on the same level, can you get rid of sin according to Islam by doing a lot of different good deeds?
Yeah.
What or not?
Yeah.
Just good deeds or a specific good deed?
Martyrdom.
Martyrdom is the only thing. So if you're talking by many good deeds, the answer is null, no. But, okay? Oh, here's an interesting question. Which of the following do you think you need to win a Muslim? Prayer, love. I would hope so. Okay, now the Quran has a special law that they use to cover their contradictions in the text, which are multiple.
Abrogation.
Very good, law of abrogation. Okay. Does the Bible, does the Quran say the Bible is the Word of God?
Yes.
In its previous uncorrupted state, is be what they say. Yes, but they do. What do you think about asking the question of the Muhammad, I'm sorry, of the Muslim, when was the Bible changed, before or after Muhammad? Important question to ask?
Yes.
Why?
Because I really don't have an answer for it.
Okay, what happens if it's before?
Muhammad was wrong for telling Muslims to go and...
Ask us, right? And if it's after, we can say, hey, we got thousands of things to prove it's not. Okay? How does the Muslim normally evaluate our witness for Christ? What is he going to look at or listen to? That may be a little more vague than the question is more specific than that. Well, let me put it in another way. Are they more likely to evaluate
more
our witness?
What you do rather than what you say.
Okay, that's exactly right. Okay. Now, if you were going to choose to meet a Muslim, which of the two would you choose as being more effective to convince him of Christianity? Insulting the Prophet Muhammad or praising the Lord Jesus? So, okay. Who is best in trying to lead Muslim women to the Lord? Who is best to work with Muslim women?
Christian women.
Okay. What about the way they carry themselves? How about going in a bikini and witnessing? Not exactly what you should do. Okay, very conservative. Okay, what about men witnessing to Muslim women? Be very, very careful. Preferably not. Okay? Some questions about the beliefs of Muslims about America. Americans are warmongers. Westerners manipulate converts by paying them and giving them money. Americans are imperialists who want territorial expansion. Yes, 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 and all of the above. Okay. What are some of the problems that Muslims face when they convert?
Families disown them.
Okay, family disowns them. What about how do they look as in a cultural aspect as someone who's come out of Islam, let's say, in a Muslim country? What do they think about? What have they done to their culture?
Russia.
They have abandoned their culture, okay? And let me ask another question. Is there a fence in the cross?
Yeah.
For everybody, okay? The best way to get success with a Muslim is to argue vehemently with him, just like they did in the colonial times. Not likely to succeed. OK? Okay. What about using institutional approaches like hospitals and schools? Can that be effective?
Yeah.
Okay. What about using the Quran if you have a situation where you are going to be witnessing with Muslims? How should you handle the Quran, if at all?
With respect.
Okay. Should you use the Quran as your ultimate authority?
No.
That is a problem. Okay, don't do that. Were there a lot of true Christians around when when Muhammad lived?
Yes.
A lot of Christians in this area where he was?
No.
Hmm? No. There were a lot of Christians, but not anywhere around the Arabian Peninsula that were true by biblical principles. Okay. When Muhammad started preaching, how did his own tribe receive him?
Not at all.
Okay. When he went to Medina, of course, the situation was different. What about persecution of Christians? Is this most common where Muslims are in the minority or where they dominate?
Where they dominate.
Okay. Many Muslims have come through dreams and visions, true? Mm-hmm. As many as, some people say as many as 50% in some places. Why do you think that is, by the way? Why do you see that they get dreams and we don't?
Because people aren't seeking to reach them.
Okay, do they have do we have more chance to hear the gospel than they do?
Yes.
I think, God is going supernaturally. And let me ask you this. If they could, would the Muslims be likely to block Christian broadcasts?
Yeah.
Can they block visions and dreams?
No.
Tough. Okay. Bypasses all that. Okay. Is it possible for Muslim women to get saved apart from their husbands?
Yes.
But not an easy follow-up. Okay. What about avoiding the term God the Father and Jesus the Son so that you don't offend, and you change the Bible so you don't offend him? Okay. Okay, in the Salat. Okay. Salat, they're bowing down. What does a Muslim pray that has concern about Christians and Jews in the Salat that they should talk five times a day and maybe as many as 17 times they bow down and recover? What do they talk about that has implications for being a Christian or a Jew?
They thank God they're not a polytheist.
They thank God they're not a polytheist, and they thank God that and they ask God to keep them on the straight and narrow way. So, and actually they're, so then does it make sense to say, oh, you're a Christian, you are a believer in Isa, keep your Muslim name and do your Salat in the mosque? Does that make sense? No. I mean, it's how to stay alive, but it doesn't make, okay? Muslims, their idea of unity means that all the faiths, like Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, and Buddhism, are all as acceptable as Islam. Muslim beliefs about the spirituality and mental capacities of women.
They don't have as much of a man.
What? Are they the smartest guys? You know, it's a very strange thing because I see a lot of times the girls actually get higher grades than guys. If they're half the mentality, I don't know what's happening. The guys are just not working up to snuff, right? Okay. And another thing is interesting, if you go to many countries, who do you see in the churches that dominate? Women or men?
Women.
Very strange, but that's not, of course, true in Islam. Okay, husbands and wives sit together? No. Why not? What happens if a woman walks in front of a group of praying men? I mean, why would you sit together? What about lying and deceit? Okay, what are a couple of reasons that lying and deceit would be acceptable?
If it's a kafir.
Hmm?
If it's a kafir, or
Okay, if it's kafir, yeah, that will further Islam. How about saving your neck? Especially to a kafir, okay? What about idolatry? Allah approve it? God approve it? Now we take a look at various persecutions. What did Paul do about his testimony in terms of persecution? Did he hide it or did he put it up front?
Put it up front.
Put it up front. Okay. Would Paul be afraid of preaching the gospel to the Jews and Greeks because it was offensive? Then why should we have the Muslim-friendly Bible? Interesting question. Ask those who write it. Is it possible that the demonic hold is involved in Islamic traditional customs like the Salat and other things? Hajj, maybe? I don't know. Ramadan? Yes. Okay. The insider movement, you know, following me, the Chrislam insider movement, you know what we're talking about? Okay. Does that demonstrate the importance of the church, or does this downplay the importance of the church? Okay. Do Muslim-friendly Bibles enhance the authority of the Bible or undermine? Is that a contextualization or is it syncretism?
Syncretism.
Very good. Syncretism is changing the ultimate meaning. Contextualization is I keep the meaning the same, but I put it so you can understand it. That's true contextualization. Synchronization is I meld the two together. Okay? Difference. Okay? Did Muhammad accept the entire Old Testament as it is written in the Bible today?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No. Jesus? Yes or no? Did Jesus accept the Old Testament?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. How does Islam picture Allah? What is the relationship with man? Father, slave, master, slave. Okay. Do you see any familial relationships in Allah, like the fatherhood of God, sonship of God? The personality of the Holy Spirit, any of those things show up in Allah, okay? Does Allah have what we would call a covenant relationship with believers?
No.
Does he come into space and time and interact frequently here on earth?
No.
Okay. What does the Quran say about Isa al-Maryam? Okay, you understand who I'm talking about.
Mary.
Now, Isa al-Maryam. Isa, son of Maryam. Mary. Okay? Was Isa crucified?
No.
Died for our sins?
No.
Rose bodily from the dead?
No.
Born of a virgin?
No. Yes.
Sinless?
Yes.
Okay? Okay, other terms of Jesus in the Quran. There is one term. Okay, Kalimat Allah. What is that? The word of God. There are actually other words. I should say he's also called the Messiah. Al-Masah. Okay, is he called the Prince of Peace? No, naturally not. Son of God?
No.
The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world?
No.
Nope, and a whole bunch of other things, nope. Okay. The insider movement, is it more a Christian view of Islam or an Islam view of Christianity? Yes, and that is a very important, that is a very important thing. Because Islam is a religion of peace, then a good Muslim should have peaceful and good relationships with Christians. True? According to them. Nuwe, a kafir. Okay? If you're a dhimmi, you're encouraged to convert to which religion?
Islam.
What about the camel method of using Surah 3? Is it a biblically sound method to win Christ? Answer is no. I haven't gone into detail about it because the answer is no. Okay? As you look at the Bible, the New Testament, would you say that's primarily written for unbelievers or believers?
Believers.
What is true about Jesus as the Son of God? Is he a man who became God by living a perfect life, or was he already God and became a man without ceasing to be God?
He was already God.
He was already God, okay. When did the relationship between God the Father and God the Son start?
For eternity.
Okay, not at Jesus' birth, not at the baptism, or some other times, okay? The relationship between God the Father and God the Son is important because we are, Jesus lives in us and we're identified with him. It's important for what doctrine? Doctrine of
adoption.
Okay, because we are adopted into his family. Can suffering for Christ, will that be more likely to make a person less bold or more bold in their faith? More bold normally. Sometimes it doesn't. Now, if a true believer is really living a godly life, if he's careful, can he escape persecution of all sorts? What does the Bible say? What does Paul say? All that live godly shall suffer persecution, 100%. Is it true that Allah commanded the angels to bow down to Adam?
No.
Yes, it is. Not in the Bible, but it is in the Quran. Okay. Is it possible for those in the insider movement who are Christians to end up Islamic?
Yes.
Even missionaries. Okay. Okay. Let's say that there's a heathen. They're consecrated, they're conquered by Islam. What choices do they have at that point? Convert is one. Heathen who are heathen, not Christians or Jews. What are their choices? Convert or
die.
That's it. That's why when Isa comes back, he's going to stop the jizz attacks. You see what the Muslims are saying in the last times? He stops the jizz attacks. No more dhimmi status. Out. And then if they have in total power, what will happen? Everybody will be Islamic. If they're not, they're killed. Point out, right? Okay? So who pays the jizz attacks? Okay. Who pays the jizz attacks? Christians one,
Jews
two,
Zoroastrians
three. Very good. Okay, Hindus no, Muslims no, animists no, Buddhists no. Okay, who do Muslims believe was a Muslim? Do they believe Abraham was a Muslim?
Yes.
Yes. What about Moses? What about Noah?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, all of those guys are prophets. Okay? We could name a few others. Okay? Which Muslims are responsible to make the whole world become Muslim and submit to Sharia law? Which Muslims?
All.
Okay? You have Dar al-Harb and Dar al-Islam. Islam, okay? Which is the house of war? Dar al-Hab or Dar al-Slum? what do the Muslims say? You know, they say peace to you, al-salam or al-salam. Okay, so that's the house of peace. Okay, so it's house of war is Dar al-Harb. How much of the world is involved in the house of war?
How much of Islam is involved?
No, how much of the whole world is involved in being in the Dar al-Harb?
I guess all of it.
All of it except Muslim-dominated. Okay. What rights does a Muslim have when he is victorious in jihad? What does he have rights to?
Everything.
Basically everything. Right to rule and control his land. Mm-hmm. A right to property. Right to women. Right to children. Okay. Okay. Is the dhimmi contract a contract with individuals or is it a community contract?
Community.
Community contract. Very, very important. Okay. Now, when a mosque is built, what does that mean to a Muslim in terms of the land surrounding the mosque?
It's been conquered for Islam.
Mm-hmm. That's why they wanted to put it on ground zero. Okay. Okay. What do you think of this statement? Let me ask it this way. What do you think about, jihad captures an unmarried woman. Can he have her as a sex slave?
Yeah.
Okay? As a married woman, but because she's married, she's protected. Right?
No.
Okay. Okay, the jizya tax is like a protection tax.
Yeah,
kind of similar to what the gangs do in the interior of the city, okay? You know, you're in this gang, so no other gang will come bother you as long as you pay us off. And if they do, we'll take care of them. Okay? Jizya, a dhimmi, can he practice his religion openly?
No.
What's going to happen to the Muslim Jesus Islam, Isa, at the end times? What's he going to do?
He's going to come back to earth, marry, and bark shari law to all the world.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Dies after 40 years. Where is he buried next to?
Muhammad.
Okay. Okay. Who is the guy that sweeps across the Middle East with an unstoppable army of black flags? It's called the
ISIS.
No. Well, ISIS does. But what is in the end times? Okay. Who is the guy who's supposed to come? They call him?
Al-Dajjal.
No, not Al-Dajjal. Al-Dajjal is a good guy, but they think he's bad. It's the Mahdi.
Mahdi.
Oh, the Mahdi. He will bring peace on earth and goodwill to men, right? That's what they think. Okay? Through Sharia law, right? That's what they say. Okay. Who do the Muslims think is the Antichrist? They think, what they call him. That is Al-Dajjal. Right. Okay. Okay. This is Dr. Patton. We've just completed our review of the MI-210 final exam for 2017. May the Lord bless you and have a great result on your final exam.